so enjoyed being here with you. Pastors are my favorite people. But that was not always the case because I had an issue with peers because of my childhood. I shared this with a couple pastors. We had gone through some training at Shady Grove called Theophastic training. Theo being God, Phastic being light. A graduate of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth named Ed Smith came up with this training where he discovered that the Holy Spirit could actually help him in his counseling. If people could hear God say what they needed to hear, it could just like dominoes, solve a lot of problems. And so we went to this training, and two other pastors from our city went with me. We went together, and then we chose a day on a Thursday morning and afternoon to get together and minister to one another. So it was my turn, and they said, okay, what in your life is most unlike Jesus? That's the question we started with. I said, well, I think we pray the Lord will bring to my mind. I says, I don't like preachers unless I get to know them. Until I get to know them, I can't stand them. Until I can't stand them no more, as Bugs Bunny said. Or was that Elmer Fudd? And just, something about them bothered me. And so they prayed, Lord, bring to Alan revelation as to where this may have started. And I remember being 13 years old, coming back from living for 4 years in Liberia, West Africa. I was 13 and I was weird, but the reverse culture shock was something that really did a number on my esteem. Not that I'm the center of the universe or anything, but I just didn't fit in. Church kids, I got to know them. Once I got to know people, I would fit in with them. And so I just went through high school as invisible as I could, got it over with. And I just had this issue. And so they prayed, Lord, is there more? Because we're looking for a lie that I believe, right? Because a lie we believe determines how we feel and how we live and react. If someone called you right now and told you someone close to you had died in a car wreck and it was a lie, but if you believed it, you would have all the emotions that one would have if it was true. And so there was something I believed that wasn't true. And the fact that I was weird, that was true. Reverse culture shock, that was true. Not accepted by my peers, that was true. Once I got to know people, then I was okay, that was true. But there had to be more. And so they prayed for me some more. And these were Baptist brothers, Spirit-filled, but Baptist brothers. And they prayed, and I remember that same year, I was trying to get the Holy Ghost. I was raised in a hyper-Pentecostal denomination, and you were not saved unless you spoke in tongues. And it just hadn't happened for me. My three younger siblings, all three received within a month. We came, you know, my dad's pastor of the American church, so now the pressure is on. And so almost every service would be an altar call to come and get saved, so I would go forward and pray so long my shoulders hurt. And my ears would ring from hold on, let go, let loose, say hallelujah, say it faster. And we'd go home so rejected. And about a year later, we're in Portland, Oregon at the General Conference for our denomination. And I got into a scuffle with my brothers. And my father said, son, let's go out for a Coke. And so over a piece of pie and a Coke, he looked at me and raised his eyebrow as he would when I knew I was in trouble. He said, boy, you need the Holy Ghost. You're getting too big for me to handle. I just turned 14. And I want you to go to that conference tomorrow and get the Holy Ghost. If you don't, I'm going to whoop you. I thought, how can you just go get the Holy Ghost? But being raised in that denomination is what I actually needed because I had had months of disappointment. So the wall of unbelief was huge. So he bumped me over the unbelief. And so I go to the conference, and the service is a home mission service, and it ended with an altar call, you know, to surrender to the call of God, to take the gospel to the nations. And I go forward, and I receive the Holy Ghost. Wow. Hallelujah. But that year of feeling rejected by God always put me in a weird place. So during the days of renewal, I mean, my first AOI meeting was also Gary's first AOI meeting. If that ate it up, I did not like it. It triggered me. Because I'm laying on the floor. I know I didn't get pushed. Did I wimp out? Was that God or was it not God? It was just so analytical. And I didn't like it. This isn't what I thought AOI would be. And so I struggled for months over what was God, what wasn't God, all that, because it was, anyway, but back to my being minister. So the root of my problem really wasn't pastors, it was God. This year had, you know, damaged me emotionally in some kind of weird way. So we exposed the lie. I believed that God didn't fully accept me. And so that was the lie. So they prayed for the Lord to bring truth. And up to this point, my testimony was too jacked up to share with an unbeliever because it made no sense. You know, I really didn't fully understand the gospel until I thought through Galatians verse by verse. Now, how do you share that with someone on the street? The Lord brought to my remembrance, these are not repressed memories, I mean, I actually remember this, in the beginner class on my knees, in my daddy's church in Moline, Illinois, my little hands are raised and I'm singing a children's song. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I sang that over and over, and tears are streaming down my cheeks. And I'm remembering this, and I realized that's when the Lord saved me. And then I began to laugh, not laugh in the spirit, but just actually laugh in the natural, at how ridiculous it was to beg God to save me for 9 years when I was already saved. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all his benefits. So I didn't have the benefit of the joy of being saved till I realized I was saved when I asked him to. If that had clicked for me then, I would have received the Holy Spirit pretty easy. So they prayed, and that was the truth. Remedy the lie. I was not rejected by God. I was accepted by him when I was 5 years old. I have been in some pastors' meetings where some preachers have done some very annoying things. Man, I didn't know at all. And I was fine. My deliverance has been tested multiple times. Who knows? Preachers can do annoying things. They just can. And so thank God for his delivering power.